This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, February 17th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. In times of uncertainty, corporations usually cut their spending on venture capital investments. But new data shows that the pandemic is not like other uncertain times. And in response, corporations are actually pouring more money into VC. Our venture capital reporter Mark Brodabedian will join us to discuss the shift and what it could mean for the tech space after these headlines. The price of Bitcoin briefly topped $50,000 for the first time yesterday, doubling in value in less than 2 months. Here's our reporter, Caitlin Ostroff, on one of the big factors driving the rally.
We've seen a lot of companies that have started putting their faith in Bitcoin and saying, we're going to start holding a little bit of it. We've seen institutional investors and asset managers say, you know, Bitcoin's been around for, you know, more than 10 years now. We think that it could actually have a use case in portfolios. And so we're going to get exposure to Bitcoin, if not buy it outright. And you've also had, just trading platforms and also just general apps like Cash App say we're going to let people actually hold and use cryptocurrencies as well. And so you've seen the adoption of it kind of in a broad area of uses just become more and more common.
And we're learning more about why China nixed the initial public offering of the fintech giant Ant Group last year, which would have been the world's largest IPO. Initially, it appeared that Chinese President Xi Jinping was concerned that Ant was adding risk to the financial system. Plus, Ant's billionaire founder Jack Ma had been critical of Xi publicly. But now, our senior China correspondent Lingling Wei reports there was another key reason. Officials in China were concerned about Ant Group's complex ownership structure and the people who were set to benefit from the IPO. Here's Lingling.
So from the regulator's perspective, they did this investigation into, you know, who really owns Ant. Their conclusion was, yes, you disclosed a lot. There are like many pages of disclosure. However, that's still not enough because if you dig deeper, behind layers of some very opaque investment vehicles that own stakes in Ant are, you know, a coterie of some very well-connected Chinese power players, including investors with links to political families and others, you know, already very rich tycoons who made money from real estate, entertainment, technology. And there are even other investors who basically sourced their funds from now defunct P2P, peer-to-peer lending schemes that left behind, you know, a lot of mom-and-pop investors who basically, you know, lost their lifetime savings.
A spokesman for Ant said that the details of the company's shareholder structure were fully disclosed in the group's prospectus, as well as in its public business registration records. All right, coming up after the break, why corporations are upping their VC investments amid a pandemic. That's next.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
The pandemic has changed a lot about how the tech world operates, including venture capital investing. Last year, corporations increased their VC spending, with many of them entering the space for the first time. Here to break down the shift is Mark Brodabedian. He's a reporter with WSJ Pro Venture Capital. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first, I want to just distinguish, you know, there's traditional venture capital and then there's corporate VC. Can you just refresh us on the difference between the two?
Yeah, corporate venture capital is, you know, any company, whether or not they have anything to do with the technology sector, increasingly are setting up venture capital divisions to make investments into startups. That's in contrast to traditional venture capital firms, which, you know, are traditionally in the financial sector and have a long history in Silicon Valley of making bets into startups, and they're really returns based, whereas corporate interest in venture capital is more out of strategy, wanting to keep abreast of new technology in Silicon Valley.
Got it. And generally, corporations have an incentive to be pretty cautious about VC investing during periods of uncertainty. Why is that?
Yeah, I think startup investing for corporations is, it's sort of outside of their core function. They want to do it, but to a certain extent. And investing in startups is something that it's almost something of a side project. You know, when times are tough, it could potentially be one of the first things that gets put on the chopping block.
And yet, you know, we're kind of seeing this big influx of VC investments from corporations in the pandemic, which is kind of the king of all uncertain times. Can you help us put some numbers to that? What are we actually seeing here?
Sure. We saw last year, not only were companies putting in more money into venture investing, but a lot of corporations that hadn't participated in the asset class, they jumped in. So we saw the number of first-time corporate investors in the U.S. last year rose 43%. And at the same time, the overall value of U.S. venture deals that corporations participated in rose about 15%. And that's in contrast to previous periods of uncertainty. For example, the value of U.S. venture deals that corporations participated in actually fell 30% during the 2007-2009 financial crisis. So that was a good example of corporations, as soon as tough times hit, they really pull back from startup investing, as opposed to this past year when, you know, they really kept their money in the game.
Yeah. So why is this time different?
You know, we did some comparing of the pandemic last year, how it differed from previous periods of financial uncertainty. And, you know, while it's helpful to make those comparisons, it's important to note that they are very different recessions, I guess you would say. You know, last year, really, in a lot of ways, wasn't a recession for the tech industry. It fueled a lot of sectors within tech. So, you know, it's a little bit apples and oranges, but, you know, you do have this phenomenon of companies, despite all the financial uncertainty and, you know, a lot of companies wanting to batten down the hatches, they did decide to keep their money in technology startup investing. And also, I think another important thing to note is the pandemic really exacerbated the digital shift. So with shutdowns and quarantines, there really was just a rapid surge in services moving online. And I think that only raised the awareness inside corporations that investing in technology is important for us going forward.
Yeah. And what kinds of technologies are they betting on? What kinds of startups are getting the most interest from corporate VC firms?
So some of the industries that are really, you know, hot targets for corporations really center in the logistics space, e-commerce, financial technology. One example in our story was the company Ryder System Inc., which is, you know, a decades old truck leasing and supply chain logistics company. They got into the venture space for the first time last year. They launched a fund and they identified four areas of innovation that they wanted to focus their investing on. And those were electric and autonomous vehicles, e-commerce, asset sharing and capacity, and also data and analytics. So I think the sectors that companies are interested in, they're all over the place, but particularly focused on e-commerce and data sharing capacity.
Right, things that we've definitely seen a huge uptick in the need for in the pandemic. So that totally makes sense. They're setting themselves up for the future there. And one thing I want to touch on, you know, for a lot of startups, historically, taking investments from corporations has come with a whole set of risks and concerns. Why is that? And given this influx, could that be changing?
Yeah, I think historically, going back several decades, a lot of startups were kind of apprehensive to take on investment from, you know, companies that, frankly, they were trying to unseat in a lot of situations. So, and, you know, when a startup takes investment from a corporation or a traditional venture capital firm, they're handing over a certain amount of their financials and just how their technology works, which is the startup secret sauce. So I think there has been a longstanding fear a lot of entrepreneurs have from taking money from corporations that, you know, those corporations could steal their ideas. I think that's subsided, you know, in the past 5 to 10 years. I think as corporations have become more, just more permanent fixtures in the venture space, they're acting more like traditional venture firms. They're setting up dedicated funds that act more like traditional venture firms, such as a dedicated fund that has more of a firewall, I guess you could say, or is a little bit more divorced from the company itself. So I think that would put some entrepreneurs at ease, and also develop funds that are more returns-based. So I think entrepreneurs would have more confidence that these are investors for the long term, and they have got a vested interest in seeing the company grow.
All right. That's our reporter, Mark Vartabedian from WSJ Pro Venture Capital. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's it for today's Tech News Briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.